Hello, Clear Air listeners. This is Zoe. I am here to inform you that this current piece that you are listening to is an editorial piece about current happenings within the English-speaking sphere of Shinto. We want to remind you to go think for yourselves, especially with this editorial piece that we are presenting to you. This is two friends' opinions about current events. You should definitely think for yourself.
The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the hosts. We advise you to go out and think for yourself. This is the Clayera podcast with a special announcement.
Well, good morning, everyone. Or, well, actually, happy time zone, let's be real. My name is Zoe. Yeah,
happy time zone. I'm Nairi.
And, well, I never thought we would be making this announcement. Did you think we would be making this announcement?
No, I mean, obviously I knew it was going to come at some point, but, you know, it was not anything I was expecting this imminently. Mm-hmm. And all the caffeine in the world was not enough.
Yep, it was a good wake-up call, I'll tell you that much, but we're getting ahead of ourselves.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
So, this morning, a friend of the program, Caitlin Ugaritz, has informed Nairi concerning... Mm. The current fate of the Tsubaki Grand Shrine of America.
Yes.
And Nairi, would you like to explain that?
So, the thing to preface this with is that priests retire. That's a thing that they do.
It is quite
That's
a normal thing.
That's not remarkable. It's quite a normal thing that they do. Now, whether or not they are actually staying retired is a matter for another discussion, regardless of your faith. I think that you and I both can speak to that. But the fact of the matter is, a Shinto priest retires. That's a thing that happens. Tsubaki Grand Shrine of America has a priest who has been a priest for a long time.
40 years from the sound
and, you know,
of it.
40 years from the sound of it. He's been around for a while. And he's retiring. Now, ordinarily, this would be unremarkable because, you know, the priesthood would get passed to someone else, and the shrine would go on, and, you know, that would be the end of the story. But apparently, not only is he retiring, he's taking the shrine with him. Like, the shrine is being dismantled, per what we are told, and what is we found stated publicly, and, you know, that's going to be the end of the story, apparently. But, you know, we have some things to say about this.
We do, and, well, the priest is named one Kochi Barish.
Yes.
And he has served the community for 40 years, not only as a Shinto priest, but also as a Aikido instructor, an Aikido sensei.
Yes. And yes, he was an Aikido sensei before he was a priest.
And honestly, I think that he's probably done a wonderful job for a lot of different people in both capacities here.
Yeah, he's made, you know, he's gotten the word out quite a bit, mm-hmm. You know, about Shinto. He's the person that most Americans who know anything about Shinto in the U.S. think of when they think of Shinto priest, you know, because that's the guy.
That is.
But...
And it's quite a big but that we have to bring this up with.
Shrines don't just go with their priest.
Nor should they.
Now, it has been observed to me elsewhere, you know, becoming a priest in Shinto is hard. Mm-hmm. It takes time.
And effort.
It does not take a lifetime. It takes a couple years. You get your license. You're good. But this man has been priest for 40 years and does not have a successor.
Despite
and
several
the shrine
people
is being
wanting.
Despite several people wanting to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the shrine's just going with him. You know, he's going to retire and that's going to be it.
And Nairi, if I can editorialize here, because again,
sure.
We want you to think for yourselves, folks. This is us talking about our opinions. Mm-hmm. That strikes me as grossly negligent to a community that has been built up around the shrine.
And not just in Washington.
Mm-hmm. throughout most of the continental United States.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that's probably the best way I can say this whole situation. Negligent. Uncaring
yeah.
to its community.
Yeah.
I'm also going to talk specifically about an interesting incident back in 2020. Because I'm an RH Inco. I don't make that a big secret on this little talk show, I guess. And when I went for the first shrine visit of the new year up to Tsubaku Grand Shrine, I went and found that the auxiliary shrine for Mayujigami-sama, Owanari Okami, was removed. And in its place was a statue, and I think it was of Ame no Uzume?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I don't really have a personal relationship with Ame no Uzume here, and I don't really want to, and I don't really care to. And so it struck me as a bit weird, struck me as a bit wrong, but, you know, I'm still newish to this, and I'm just going to go, I'm not going to make any waves here. It was only until a little later that I found out that the Goshintai, the divided spirit, that kind of makes a shrine...
Yeah, the vessel, the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Was stolen. And this is according to the official police reports.
Yep.
What's interesting is we don't really have a time frame for when it was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And that always struck me as a bit odd here, but again, you know, I'm not one to cast stones here. I just notice these things and am giving you, dear listener, my opinion. I want you to do your own research and come to your own conclusions here, because
right.
your thoughts on the matter are more valuable to me than my own. Not because I don't value my thoughts, but because this is a conversation. This is a conversation between you, Nairi, I, and everyone else in the English-speaking world of Shinto.
Yeah.
That in its own right, taking this time to report it until January that the Goshintai was stolen, also strikes me as negligent.
Yeah.
Despite all the good that Reverend Barish, may he have a wonderful retirement, has done, there is still a lot of damage that has been done to this community as well.
Yeah, that's a breach of trust.
Mm-hmm. And I think that this whole sudden retirement without naming a successor, dismantling the shrine, abandoning a community,
yeah,
is also quite the breach of trust.
Yes, because, you know, a shrine is the place where people take their ofuda. They take their umamori. They get new ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go and you go for Setsubun. You go for Shichigo-san. You go for, you know, the sort of the ritual cycle of the year. And if you're suddenly going to box that up and take it away, you've got a community that isn't being ministered to.
Mm-hmm. And that's disheartening to a lot of people.
Yeah, because this is most of what we have in this continent.
And while there are other shrines stepping up here, Shusei and Ari out in LA, and what was the one that was just started up in Vancouver, British Columbia?
Shinyo Jinja mm-hmm. in Vancouver.
This still is a devastating blow. Tsubaki Grand Shrine was at time of recording
it is but not for much longer
mm-hmm. the only established shrine in the United States that is a public shrine.
Yep.
Shusei Inari doesn't have a physical location yet. And we within the Shusei Inari Co. are working towards that. But that takes land, that takes time, that takes money and effort.
Mm-hmm.
And now, with Tsubaki literally being boxed up and carted away, we are left again without a physical public shrine. And I want to make this especially clear here, because this goes back to American history. Goodness gracious, I have to bring up American history in this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we ended up talking about this in the last episode of Clara.
We did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the executive order again?
9066. Mm-hmm. Franklin Roosevelt's order of rounding up and taking the Japanese-American population of the West Coast to concentration camps.
And since then, there have been abandoned shrines. There have been...
Or places where shrines used to be that were raised.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That were destroyed.
Yeah.
That were stomped out.
Yeah.
And again, Tsubaki Grand Shrine is a shrine at time of recording. And was the shrine for over 40 years, folks. And now it's closing its doors because Reverend Barish is retiring without a successor and boxing it all up.
Yep.
I wish I had an answer for you, dear listener. I really wish I did.
I wish I did too. Yeah.
But in these times, when all seems lost, all we have is each other, and all we can do is lean on one another and find a way forward.
Yes.
I never thought I would have to make this episode, dear listener, and I'm sorry that I do.
For my part, I had expected that the head shrine in Japan would send someone. I thought that was how that worked, but apparently not. Apparently, that's just gonna be the end of it. And yeah, it's as a dereliction. I would go so far as to use the word betrayal, because, you know, it's. Okay, you know, I've seen pastors retire. You know, this is something that has I've seen many for many years. I've seen this with my own two eyes. But when a pastor retires, there's someone who takes over. There's continuity. There's, you know, no matter how loved they are or hated, you know, no matter what, like, if they've been in that role, there's provision. There are people who will. There's someone or someones who will step in. And that's going to be, you know, that's going to be that. That's how that works. But if you're just going to not only retire, but dismantle the place of worship, which is like one of three right now, and deprive a community of its focal point, of its one place of reliable, like point of contact, point of dealing with the ritual needs of like amulets and so on. If that's just all going to go away, you know, what does that say about this? I mean, you know, to be a clergy person, you know, fundamentally, like, and I think back to my grandfather, I think back to my great grandfather, I think back to my stories, my great great grandfather. To be a clergy person is fundamentally to be in a position where you are entrusted with people. You are entrusted with a community, and it behooves you as the Japanese saying goes, if because you are bearing the most, you must bow the lowest. It is them that you have to think of. You have to, even as you're retiring, you have to take account of what they need in order that they're not left twisting in the wind.
Which now a lot of us are.
Even though, like, really, and I want people to understand that, like, okay, you know, this is Tsubaki Shrine. I am not of the Tsubaki faith. I honor Ameno Uzume no Mikoto, but that's because I have this connection specifically with her, as I've said on prior episodes. She has been very influential in my own transition. You know, even for me as a Hachiman Ujiko, right? Tsubaki is the closest thing to an established shrine as you would know one in Japan. You know, to lose that is still a blow to me, even. I think that also something that strikes me here in terms of a breach of trust is, you know, the thought that, you know, to lose the Goshintai of the Inari Shrine that was set up on the grounds, right? When I think about how, to receive a Goshintai, a divided spirit, like in the mirror, the divine mirror, when I think about how that's a fundament, that's a grave responsibility, that's an act of trust, that's a vessel that that your god comes and inhabits when you have ritual. That's supposed to be something that you also take great pains to steward well.
And it was stolen.
And okay, you know, sometimes these things happen, but it was stolen and there was no apparent rush to replace it or to find it, to do anything about it. It just
to be forthright quietly, about it.
And so, you know, this question of duty and, like, you know, what a priest owes to a community, what a priest owes to the sacred space in their care, whether this is like, whether we can unreservedly, wish the good reverend a happy retirement, you know, without saying, hey, you know, your actions have failed us. You know, you are not leaving us in good hands. You are not leaving us in the care of anyone else. You have failed us.
And that's
when we needed you the most.
And that's the big point of this whole announcement, folks. As of right now, we have each other, and we have what little shrines left, however they are, across the states. And I wish we could end on a happier note, but you know where to find us. Feel free to ask questions. Stay in awe of nature. And as always, think for yourself.
Think for yourself. We will see you next time.
Goodbye.